Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. It's bite season again, and the news have nothing else to do than dig into these incidents in any way possible. And should the incident even be fatal, it's even more of a sensation. You may have heard that a few days ago, an 8-year-old man was fatally injured immediately after lifeguards called him to come closer to the shore. The incident took place at Blidel Beach in Brazil. Once more, a very sad incident, but so worrisome is that at pretty much the same spot, another person got bitten and his hand and leg had to get amputated 3 weeks ago prior to the current incident. This new incident is the 65th that occurred since 1992 along the coast of Pernambuco, of where 80% of all incidents happen along a 30-kilometer stretch. And close to one-third of the incidents led to the death of the victim. So why do I mention this incident? Well, you know by now that when it comes to shark bites, I normally get a bit angry about some of it. And this incident does not stir a different emotion in me. Let's start with the lifeguards. Since they called Jose, that was his name, to come close to the beach, there was some awareness that sharks could be close by. And obviously, there must have been, so why let people go swimming there in the first place? Beats me. But likely it was a business decision, the same we often see here in Florida. Who wants to willingly chase away tourists during the season because sharks may or may not be present? So I'm pretty sure that the mayor would have had a word here should the authority in charge of these beaches has started to consider closing some of them down in the area because there were some shark sightings. But they did not close it down, and now another young person died. And they're not away. So is there not a way to see the shark or sharks before the incident? Well, yes, there are. One of them is called using drones. I understand that you can't have drones all over the beaches, but during some times it is necessary to use any way possible, and drones are one of the solutions. I understand that there are places where it's just not practical and could also be a financial problem. Still, if there are some signs that sharks may be present, then let these things fly. At least try. I'm a very strong proponent of any controlling gadgets out there that could function as an early warning system. Remember, each incident that did not occur never leads to a negative headline about sharks. Of course, it's not easy to justify closing a beach since you can't prove that a bite would likely have happened if you did not do so. But again, prevention is better than having to explain why you did not act or react or took precautions. I'm closely following some of these ideas that pop up down in Australia, and I can only hope that they can be improved a bit, and then we may have some real solutions and even affordable ones. Bottom line is, an early warning system is needed to give people ample time to leave the water without getting more attractive to a shark. But you know, that is only half of the rant. Lifeguards have to assume that beachgoers won't consider sharks in the close vicinity, otherwise they would not jump in. So the lifeguard has to observe a beach. And I mean observing a beach, I do not mean look around who is at the beach. I don't mean focus on its tan. No, they have to steer in the water and look for these animals. And furthermore, lifeguards have an education. They are trained. So why not add a paragraph, a lecture, an exercise, whatever, how to face sharks. I worked with plenty of lifeguards here in the US, and I often ask them before I start my lecture how they would go out there and rescue a person if the shark is still around, what they would do if they saw a shark approaching a person, how they would face a shark by themselves. Model blank faces is pretty much what I get. How can that be? They get an education on stings, scraps, cuts, know how to rescue a drowning person, can do CPR, first aid, and so on, but have absolutely no education on facing a shark prior to a bite or after it when to try or have to rescue the injured person. I'm not saying that they have to be aware of sacred, the mnemonics for a rescue attempt, but they need to know the basics on shark-human interaction. And this education could go a long way. Of course, you could argue now that if the water was too murky, so the lifeguard could not see the shark approaching, then there was nothing that he could have done. Well, you know, if you cannot see the bottom, if you know you cannot see any shark swimming in, coming in because the water is too murky, because you have to glare into the sun, whatever, close the beach down. And this needs to be revised. We really have to put laws out there, or letting lifeguards make a decision if they have to close down a beach because they cannot guarantee that they could not see any shark coming in. It is as simple as that. Would you upset beachgoers? Yes, of course. But that is still easier than having to explain why you did not do so after a bite occurred, because the water was too murky, and they say, well, you know, I didn't see it, hence it happened. Beachgoers assume that a beach is safe because other people are in the water, and also because there are lifeguards on duty. Neither is an indication, of course, that sharks are not close by. So we should put more responsibility on the lifeguards and the controlling bodies that are in charge of the beaches. Take responsibility. And this includes having warning signs made that tell beachgoers what to do when a shark is seen, independently. If the person then would know what to do and how to react, but at least give a person the chance, the opportunity to educate himself. The rules are very simple and straightforward, but one has to read them at least once to even get a clue what to do when a shark swims towards you or appears in your vicinity. It is a universal reaction to get away from a shark as fast as possible, and that is what you can read all over the internet, in all the books, but I tell you one thing, this is absolutely the wrong reaction. I said it before, more than once, do not withdraw. I repeat, do not withdraw. Stop with what you were doing, be it wading, swimming, splashing, whatever you do. Stop what you do. Go in the vertical position and keep facing the shark. And that has to be known. Beachgoers have to know that. That's the universal rule. Do not move away from a shark. But not just beachgoers, weekend boaters, swimmers, and so on. Everybody that comes in contact with the ocean should be aware of this rule. It's simple, right? Don't get me wrong. I don't assume that once people read that on a sign, that they would react properly. But if you do not spread the proper reaction, no one will ever know. And you know what? If this saves one life, and the effort, then the effort was worth it. And as I said it before, one less incident is one less headline against these animals. And we need it. We have to reduce the negative headlines against sharks. They are not dangerous. It's what we humans create, knowingly, unknowingly, or by third parties. So let's use these gadgets, improve the educational level of lifeguards, and make beaches even more safe. They're already safe, but as we can see, it can happen. So I think it's better to feel safe than sorry. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.